I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. 14 people were injured when softball-sized hail pummeled the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo yesterday afternoon. Two birds, a duck and a vulture, were also killed and another was injured, according to zoo officials. The zoo sustained extensive property damage and will be closed today. The Gazette reports the same storm led to flooded roads and large hailstones across El Paso County. Close to 2,000 people lost power in North Colorado Springs, and hailstones as big as golf balls and baseballs were reported in Fountain. Signatures are in for a number of statewide ballot questions hoping to make it to voters this November, including one to increase the distance between oil and gas wells from homes and schools. Matt Bloom has more.
Colorado Rising supporters hand-delivered more than 171,000 signatures to the Colorado Secretary of State's office on Monday. Ann Lee Foster is one of the campaign's lead organizers. She says increased industry encroachment on homes and schools is driving the effort.
People are not wanting that and are sick of the brazen disregard for their voice in the matter, and so they are incredibly supportive of this initiative.
If passed, Initiative 97 would increase new well setbacks from 500 feet to 2,500 feet, a move the oil and gas industry calls an effective ban on development. Colorado Rising needs at least 98,000 verified signatures to qualify. The Secretary of State's office has until September 5th to go through them. I'm Matt Bloom.
This is 91.5 KRCC News.